Good morning. It's nice to be with you this morning. It's nice to see my old classmate, your Deacon John. I didn't realize I had the longest beard when I was at the seminary, but and it's also nice to serve with Deacon Paul. I remember Deacon Paul in Cheyenne, Wyoming, when he was this little running around as an altar boy, and I was blessed to be at his ordination just as he was at mine. And so it's certainly a pleasure to be here with you today. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. In today's gospel reading, we heard the parable of the rich man and the poor man. Before I go any longer, I am known for six-minute sermons. Okay, this one is five. So let's, because I know what you have after this. So we heard the parable of the rich man and the poor man. And the rich man had made many a mistake in his life. And lifting up his eyes this late in his life tells us that he had been focused only on earthly matters. So we heard that the rich man cried out of pity. Why? He was rich. He was rich, but not in wealth of possessions. He was rich in guilt and transgressions. The rich man, as you heard, did nothing to ease Lazarus's suffering. I did not say that the rich man did not give Lazarus any money. I said the rich man did nothing to ease Lazarus' suffering. This past Wednesday, we celebrated the feast day of the Holy Wonder-working on mercenaries, Cosmos and Damian, the patron saints of Philoptochos, and I know you have an absolutely wonderful chapter here that's extremely active. And for that, we thank God. The gospel on that day came from Matthew. It was verses 10:1 to 5:8. And you may recall the verse, "You received without paying, give without pay." Now, it's understandable that when you hear this, your first thought is about money. Just as your first thought might have been about money when you heard today's parable of the rich man and the poor man. It is not all about money. Unfortunately, our generosity is too often based on how much money we give. And yet, there are many, many who have a very limited amount of money who are extremely generous. And they are generous with their time and their love, and please hear this, their patience and their understanding. Time, love, patience, and understanding. All of which only come when we open our hearts to Christ. We are the body of Christ, you know that. And God has appointed in his church, just as St. Paul wrote in the first letter to the Corinthians, apostles, prophets, teachers, workers of miracles, healers, helpers, administrators. Christ's disciples were given the authority, the power to heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, and cast out demons. Christ's disciples were charged. Just as we are charged, they were as well. We are charged in cleansing the pollution of this world. I suspect many of you are thinking, wait a minute, I'm not a doctor. I can't heal the sick. Yes, you can. Raise the dead. Yes, you can. Cleanse someone. Yes, you can. Cast out demons. Yes, you can. The healing, the cleansing, the casting out, even the raising of a deadened soul. All is possible. And it's possible through Jesus Christ. And it doesn't come through money. I've already told you, it's our time, love, and these other two that we oftentimes forget, our patience and understanding. St. Paul wrote that in this life we gain nothing without love. He went on to define love, what it is and what it is not. So love is patient and kind. It bears all things, endures all things, and love never ends. Love is not boastful or jealous. It's not arrogant or rude. It is not irritable or resentful, and it does not rejoice at wrong. The love of God within us is the true sign of the presence of the Holy Spirit. If we do not have love, we are nothing. It is from love that we draw our patience and understanding. It is from love that our time becomes something we devote to those in need. Healing takes place through love. When we restore and love the heart of another, as well as our own, it is then that we experience the presence of the Holy Spirit. Amen.